Hi there. The word for today is stop worrying about it. In 1 Peter 5, verse 7 in the Living Bible, we read, "Let him, that is God, have all your worries and cares." Author John Mason writes, "I couldn't feel at peace. Unless I had everything figured out, I became anxious, restless, nervous, worried, and grouchy, similar to a drug addict who needs a fix. The severity wasn't the same, but the symptoms were. I was a Christian and supposedly walked by faith. I trusted Jesus for my salvation, but in other areas, I trusted myself." Sound familiar? Are you living that way? Inspirational author William Ward wrote, "Worry is faith in the negative, trust in the unpleasant, assurance of disaster, and belief in defeat." It's a magnet that attracts negative conditions. Faith is a more powerful force that creates positive circumstances. Worry, he writes, is wasting today's time and cluttering up tomorrow's opportunities with yesterday's troubles. When an old man was asked what had robbed him of joy in his life, he replied, "Things that never happened." Do you remember the things you worried about a year ago or even a month ago? Didn't you spend a lot of energy on them? Come on, and didn't most of them turn out to be fine after all? Listen to this. It's important. Almost 99% of the things we worry about don't happen. Did you know that a dense fog that can cover 7 city blocks, 100 feet deep, is composed of less than 1 glass of water. Just 1 glass. But it can blot out practically all vision. And a cup full of worry can do the same thing in your life. The Bible says, Jeremiah 10, verse 23, reading from the Message, "Mere mortals can't run their own lives. Men and women don't have what it takes. So, stop trying to control every possible outcome. Life goes better when you decide to stand on God's word and trust Him to take care of you." And that's the word for you today.